This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the 11-year prison sentence handed down by a Chinese court to businessman Michael Spavor is, quote, absolutely unacceptable and unjust. A court in the northeastern city of Dandong convicted Spavor on Wednesday on a charge of espionage. The verdict came nearly 6 months after Spavor's one-day closed-door trial that even Canadian diplomats were prevented from attending. In a written statement, Trudeau condemned the, quote, lack of transparency in the legal process and a trial that did not satisfy even the minimum standards required by international law. Spavor was arrested in December 2018, just days after Canadian authorities arrested Meng Wanzhou, the chief financial officer of China's Huawei Technologies. She was arrested in Vancouver, British Columbia, on a U.S. warrant. The arrest of Spavor and another Canadian, former diplomat Michael Kovrig, that same month, triggered accusations from Ottawa that the two men were arrested in retaliation for Meng's arrest. Spavor's verdict comes a day after a Chinese court upheld a death sentence for another Canadian, Robert Lloyd Schellenberg, who was convicted in 2018 for trafficking methamphetamine. Schellenberg was initially sentenced to 15 years in prison, but his sentence was changed during a one-day retrial in 2019, shortly after Meng's arrest. Meng remains under house arrest in Vancouver as she fights the extradition warrant from the United States. As chief financial officer of Huawei, which is one of the world's largest manufacturers of smartphones, Meng is accused of lying to U.S. officials about Huawei's business in Iran, which is under U.S. sanctions. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The Pacific Northwest is bracing for another major heat wave just 5 weeks after the temperatures soared in record-shattering hot weather that killed more than 100 people in the United States and more in Canada. The National Weather Service in Portland, Oregon, warned that temperatures would start to rise Wednesday and could reach as high as 110 Fahrenheit or 43 Celsius in some places. Those numbers would have broken all-time records if it weren't for the June heat wave, which killed hundreds of people across Oregon, Washington, and British Columbia. A scientific analysis found that the heat wave was virtually impossible without taking into account human-caused climate change. Myanmar's shadow government says it welcomes the Association of Southeast Asian Nations appointment of a special envoy to help resolve the country's post-coup crisis. Despite that, even as some rights groups reject the choice, and regional lawmakers raise concerns. ASEAN, a 10-nation bloc that includes Myanmar, which is also called Burma, ASEAN named Brunei's second minister of foreign affairs, Erawan Yusuf, to the envoy role last week. The appointment comes 6 months after Myanmar's military toppled the country's democratically elected government, touching off mass protests that the junta has met with a bloody crackdown and hobbling efforts to beat back a raging COVID-19 outbreak. Ousted lawmakers, ethnic minority groups, and leaders of grassroots civil disobedience movements have joined forces under the banner of a national unity government to try to wrestle control back from the junta. The United States State Department announced Tuesday it's providing more than $50 million in humanitarian aid to citizens of Myanmar. The coup in the Southeast Asian country has led to a deadly protest against the military government. The violence has forced thousands of people to flee their homes and caused shortages of essential goods, such as medical supplies needed to fight what a UN official has called a severe COVID-19 third wave in Myanmar. And there were demonstrations nationwide in Poland on Tuesday against a bill widely viewed as an effort by the country's nationalist ruling party to silence an independent U.S.-owned television broadcaster that is critical of the government. Technically, the bill would prevent non-European owners from having controlling stakes in Polish media companies. In practice, it would push American company Discovery to sell its controlling stake in TVN, a network with many channels that operates the all-news station TVN 24 and has a flagship evening news program watched daily by millions. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.